This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions and give you some information here and there about different things you can be doing. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call about, you know, anything that you're really questioning about the garden. It doesn't have to just be about indoor gardening at this point, because that's kind of what, you know, is in front of us, what we're thinking. It can be something for the spring, something for the, you know, summer, etc. Now, last week I had said to go to the Burpee website for some seeds. I remember who was asking some questions, some different ones to go to, but this is a really good one because it actually shows on there some different things. When you should start, the first date you should really start indoors for, like, tomatoes. I clicked on the first tomato. The first tomato was a honeycomb hybrid, and they have a growing calendar. It tells you the average last frost, the average first frost. Now, it'll also tell you when to start indoors, when to transplant outdoors. And then it'll actually tell you seedling will emerge in 7 to 14 days. How warm you want to keep the soil. You want to keep the soil moist at 75 degrees. So there's a lot of great information. It tells you what to do when you're planting in the garden, how to grow it. It just awesome. Burpee's been a name in seeds for years, so this is definitely one to be looking at for a website if you're looking for different seeds. Obviously, go into a garden center. A lot of garden centers will start to get their seeds for the year very soon, if not already. You can take a look at the seeds. Take a look at the packaging. The packaging will tell you days to maturity, how big it's going to get, etc. And at that point, you can kind of figure out when you want to do it. Now, for your indoor gardening, if you want to just do some vegetables inside, I recommend doing a bunch of different, like, salad greens. That's a nice, easy way to do it indoors. Easy success rate. You know, you can, like I said, go to the same website, get that same information, days to maturity, 50 to 60 days on, a certain types of lettuce. Now, you could start them now and have them indoors in a warm location. You look at their growing information, how warm does it need to be, when can it do this, when do I cut, etc. So great information. Definitely take a look. But as I was saying in the previous hour, my father's had some great different charts, different types of things to do of, you know, what vegetables are going to get for you. Another article that I found, which we can really dive into a little bit later in the season, but it's good to talk about at this point, is direct seeding in the ground for vegetables. So putting seeds directly in the ground. How long it's going to take to germinate, days to maturity and fruit, the spacing, space between rows, and then what he puts on there, which is awesome, because you never know these things, is the average yield for 25 feet of a row. So some good information there. Just an example. So you look at, this is, again, this is to put directly in the ground when the ground is warm. So bush beans, it takes about 6 to 14 days to germinate. From there, it's 45 to 60 days to mature and fruit. You want 3 to 4 inches in the spacing. You're going to, in between your rows, if you're going to do these in rows, you want to do 2 to 2.5 feet wide separation there. And then the average yield of a 25-foot row. Now, bush beans, you might not do 25 feet in a row. I get it. But as an example, 25 feet in a row, you'll yield 30 pounds of bush beans. That doesn't, you know, that part doesn't really show, you know, a lot of people want to know, all right, how many plants am I going to need to do this? So this is a really good one. We'll try to get it out there best we can to you guys out there with some of the newsletters, etc. So, you know, one that you might put in a 25-foot row would be like potatoes. Now, it takes 7 to 14 days for the growth to show, but it's 100 to 120 days for it to mature and fruit and be ready. That's 4 months. So, I mean, think about that one, about getting right into the ground of when you want to get that in. You also want to get that one spaced out 12 to 15 inches between. And then the rows are about 2.5 to 3 feet wide. 2.5 to 3 feet apart, excuse me. And then you can actually get 25 to 30 pounds of potatoes in a 25-foot row. That's a good one to talk about with the potatoes of how long it takes to actually mature. 100 to 120 days. So that one is one you're trying to get in the ground as soon as possible. So if you wanted to get there by August, you know, so August 30th, let's say, just as an example. So you're going to go back July 30th, so there's 1 month. June 30th, there's 2 months. May 30th, there's 3 months. April 30th, there's 4 months. So plus the 14 days, 7 to 14 days, we're talking the middle of March. Obviously, unless the ground is warm and you're seeing some good things with that, you're not going to be planting that in the ground in the middle of March. But the earlier, the better. Now, potatoes is a big thing in northern Maine. They used to, I'm not sure if they still do. I always hear the stories. I used to hear them from my father and from my aunt when they were up there. Was potatoes that would base when school started, when the potatoes were done being harvested. And usually about the end of August, because they needed all hands on deck up there because of the amount of potatoes that they grew. And they'd have them ready for that time of year. So if you look at it, 4 months of working in the garden and getting them ready for that point. We're talking beginning of April. This is years ago in northern Maine. I mean, like Aroostook County, up there where some of the towns just have numbers. They don't have an actual name. I'm not joking. I've seen it on maps. But it makes you wonder, all right, it's going to take that long for that. And then you look at others and you see how much time it's going to take. And helps you plan. You know, my father used to have a garden journal that he would give out that he would sell to gardeners, gifts, etc. It was one of the most useful things to do because you can actually plan stuff out, know exactly when things worked, when things started, when you're going to do this, that, or the other thing. So I find that type of thing really helpful. Just planning ahead, getting ready for next year, always thinking of the next season. You know, if you're in the retail industry, you know, you're always on to the next season. When it's Christmas, you're already into spring. When it's spring, you're already into summer. When it's summer, you're into fall when it comes to certain trends. That's the type of thing here that you'd be doing with your garden. You're in winter. All right, let's start thinking about spring. All right, you already have figured out spring. So in spring, you're thinking about, okay, what are we going to do in summer? What happens? What do I need to take care of? And then in the summer, you're thinking about, what do I need to get ready for the fall to get things ready? And then in the fall, you're thinking about winter. How can I protect the plants and get them ready? So, you know, you're kind of thinking a season ahead. And that's kind of what we're doing today here, just thinking about different ones to do. So, I definitely recommend looking at that. I'm going to try to find, he had a large sheet where it told you how many days for everything, the yield, etc. Like I said, I've only had his computer for a couple weeks now, maybe a week and a half. So I don't have all the information out there. I'm finding things day by day, but great information out there. And, you know, I feel even closer to them each day by reading some of these things. So it's pretty cool stuff. It makes me excited for gardening for, you know, the 2019 spring. But if you guys have any questions, give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so give us a call. You got plenty of time to get that question in and grab some coffee, too.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do everything I can to help you out and answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll help you out. Now, we've talked a lot about different things today, and we kind of jump all over the place. But I want to talk a little bit about the lawn in the spring, and a couple other things. We can talk about those things. I want to talk also about some other chores to do that my father had written about in the garden. Until then, we do have a phone call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jan in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, great. Love your show. So I have, of course, it's winter, so I'm burning wood, and I have quite a bit of potash. And I know it's good for acidy lawns and gardens, and I have a very acidy lawn on one side of my home. And the problem is when I try to spread it, I guess I have a couple of questions. One is, when should I spread it? And the second one is, I have a problem with, like, there's chunks still in the ash, the potash. Should I grind them up somehow, you know, smash them with a stick or something, or should I just leave them?
Okay. So it's actually funny that you were asking this question, because one of the articles that my father had written that I was talking about wanting to get out there, the article says January is the perfect time to get the garden soil ready for spring gardening. And he actually writes on there to, you know, you could be putting compost or manure on there. And one of the last lines in a paragraph says, if you have a wood stove, add a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash over that same area of garden. So you could actually do it now and put it in the garden at this point. For the lawn, you could do it now as well. Usually we don't have a lot of, past couple of years, I guess it hasn't been, but we're supposed to, at this point, have snow cover. I don't know if you have snow, some sort of snow cover where you are in New Hampshire. You might not, but if you don't, you can put it down now.
Okay.
And, those chunks, you could spend a little bit of time trying to break them down, but you kind of sift through it, and you don't want those big chunks just to sit in that area. It'll take a long time to break down in the garden, and that area is going to be, like, oversaturated, if you will, with the wood ash. It's going to have too much of it over time as it breaks down. Like I said, it's not going to break down easily. It's going to have to go through, it's been burned. It'll start to rot out there a little bit and break down. If you can break it up the best you can and not have big chunks, that's the better way to do it. But if you, say you have snow cover and you can't do it, you could do it first thing in the spring. You want to use like a 5-gallon bucket for, 500 square foot area. Kind of the same amount. You'd be using like a 50-pound bag of limestone per 500 to 1,000 square foot of garden. So you'd be doing the same type of size-wise with the wood ash.
Now, what's the best way of spreading that?
There's really not... It's one of those ways where you can't really throw in a spreader. You could throw it
that's
in a spreader because
right,
it's kind of like the powdered lime on parts of it, but then there's some chunks that could hold on to the spreader. You don't know how much is going to come out, etc. This would be one of those times where I would almost say get a little hand spreader or use your hands to kind of spread it across the areas. I usually don't like to spread anything by hand because you're not sure where it's going to go, but this might be one of those times because a 5-pound bucket, you want it to go into all the areas. But a small hand spreader might do the trick for you as well.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll try that.
All right, Jen, I appreciate the phone call, and good luck, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you for all your help. We listen every Sunday. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After a 7-year-old girl in Houston is shot and killed while riding in her family's car on the 30th of December, her mother later says of the person who pulled the trigger,
"His conscience is finally going to get to him after he see my child face go across this TV so many times. He's going to turn himself in."
Now, early today, the Harris County Sheriff's Office announced that 20-year-old Eric Black was arrested, but he didn't surrender, but was found thanks to a tip. And the Sheriff's Office says there could be more arrests made in connection with the death of little Jasmine Barnes. The White House and Homeland Security are denying reports quoting union officials as saying that TSA airport workers are quitting their jobs or calling in sick since the government shutdown began. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I got a problem with, I think it's mold in our front yard. My brother just noticed them the other day when he was walking out. He said, oh, look at that big hole. And now there's like race marks all through our lawn.
Yep.
And my brother had put a little bit of rat poison down the hole thinking they would take it down and kill him. But they're still there yet. I seen the one out by our walk the other day. So I was wondering, could you put like ammonia down the hole? Would that take care of them or not?
It might, but one of the things you really need to do to get moles to really out of the area, you need to take a few steps before you were to treat the holes.
Yeah.
Okay, because moles they can just move a ton in one day, overnight. So all those tunnels that you're seeing, like the raised areas or the areas that might have fallen down, you're not sure until, because they'll move overnight, you're not sure which ones are actually where they're active. Okay, so what I want you to do is, towards the end of the day, go out there and stomp on all the holes that you can find. Cover, you know, basically push down everywhere that the mole was happening.
Well, it's got a big hole in the one area. It's like, you know, like a whole big hole, you know.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
But the problem is there might be other holes. There might be other areas that you're just not seeing.
Uh-huh.
So if you push down these areas overnight, the next morning you're going to see little volcanoes areas. That's the area that the mole is actually active.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not, they might have like 500 feet of hole, of trenches around there, but you're not, if you want to use the right product to get rid of them, you're going to need to do this to figure out where they are active. Okay. So if you're looking for a type of killer, Moltox is a good one to use, which is from Bonide. It's a mole and gopher killer, so it does the same type of thing. But you would have to do that, cover the tunnels first. So that would be a killer if you're looking to kill them.
Yeah.
There's also repellents. You can use like Mole Max. That's a repellent. It comes in liquid and granular. There's also the solar and they're called sonic stakes. You put them in the ground. They make this high-pitched noise that, you know, you and I would not hear. But the moles underground would hear it, and they run away from the area. So there's a couple ways to do it.
How long would it take to get rid of them?
It could take some time. You know, you're going to have to train them not to come into that area. You're reprogramming them, if you will.
I want to ask you, would they move to another section of a lawn?
They could. Once they're done in an area, they could. So that's why I was saying you want to push down the area so you know exactly where they're active so you get them versus putting down and hoping and praying.
Well, there's a couple holes. They're like, you know, going from one hole to the next.
Exactly, and that's kind of what they do. So that's why you want to cover them all, you know, push them down with your feet to figure out where they're active. You could use, like, an antifreeze if you wanted to.
Oh, really?
That's not, you know, that's not so humane, if you will. Yeah. And, you know, this the Mole Max is meant to go into the holes once you find the hole. And so it's specific for that. You're not going to, if you leave, like, antifreeze out, you know, a neighbor's cat or something along, you know, neighbor's dog, et cetera, could get to it. So that's why I don't like to do those things. I mean, you could do them, but I don't. That's not my type of thing. I'd rather take something where I know it's going to work, and it's going to go specifically for that, which would be that Moltox mole and gopher killer from Bonide. It's a really good one. You can find some others that are mole killers. You put them into the tunnel, in their active tunnel, and they'll do that. There's also a... there used to be one that came like you would make it into it look like a grub. The mole, a lot of the moles are, or the voles are in the same aspect here. The voles are blind, so it doesn't matter what it looks like. But it's a little bit that you put in through a syringe, and it looks like an insect. They eat it, etc., and then they perish that way. But I like to try to use those where they're going to be in the tunnel and kind of hidden away from other animals that you know, could be friendly animals versus these.
Okay. And I got one more question
about
amaryllis.
Okay.
It's got a baby coming out the side. When can I take that off? It's got another bulb coming out of the side.
Now, how has it started to flower? Has it started to...
No, it didn't flower this year. No.
I'm sorry, the baby, if you will. Has that showed any green growth? Anything along those lines?
Yep. Yeah.
How big has it gotten? Has it gotten the regular size leaves already?
No, not the regular size. These are just small ones yet.
Right.
They're just small leaves coming out.
I'd say let it establish itself a little bit more.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know, you could shock it by doing that. At this point, it might be something where you could separate it now, or you could separate a little bit later. It's kind of like a 50-50 chance on these, either way. Because you're cutting it.
Right.
And you're shocking the plant, the bulb. It's like taking a cutting from something. You have to make sure it's ready to go, the rooting hormone, et cetera, with a cutting, because it's shocked. The plant may or may not survive.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I do that, do I have to put any kind of rooting hormone on the bottom of that? Or just...
I wouldn't I wouldn't put any of it on there. Most bulbs don't need that hormone. But has it, so it didn't bloom at all this year, though?
Oh, it didn't bloom at all, no. It just got this baby coming out the side, and I left it go because I thought I didn't want to take it off. I want to see what, you know, first to do, you know.
Okay, and what size amaryllis bulb was it? Did you, was it one that you bought this year, or was it one
it was a pot from maybe 2 years, 3 years, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not a new one.
Yeah, so this one might have gone through its cycle of blooming for a couple of years, and that's why it's sending out this shoot like that. I mean, I would think that you'd be able to get that out at this point and get it, onto the next versus being into the main bulb. Grab the bulb itself and see if the main bulb is a little bit squishy. Or if it's not as hard, which usually is what happens. When it's not as hard, it's going past its time. No longer. It's done its job, if you will. It's no longer available for that. But when it starts on doing it, you can divide them when it has a little bit. You just have to really get into the pot, brush away some of the soil itself, and see where it kind of breaks. And from there, see if it has any bit of a root system and kind of separate it that way. See if it has a little bit of a root system, cut it down. You'll notice that the bulb on the outside of the bulb might have its own casing, if you will.
Right.
That would be the best way to do it. To divide it. The other one, like I said, if it hasn't done anything for you, if it also is soft, you could just get rid of that bulb.
Okay.
Because what you want is that strong bulb not to rot in the pot and take away from the other plant that's there. So
I want to ask you, how long did the amaryllis, how long does that bulb last? 3 years, 4 years, or...
It's usually 3 or 4. It could be a little bit more. But the idea is once it starts sending off, these baby bulbs, if you will. I believe they call them, daughter bulbs.
Oh, really? Oh.
Something along those lines. It's either daughter or son type bulbs. I'm trying to rack my brain to remember the exact terminology of it. But once they start to push out all these extras, they're reproducing and getting to that stage. It's like they've gone to seed, and they've done their job to reproduce and move on.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what's happening. So you might actually, to be honest, once you divide this, if the bulb is still hard and doing well, you might actually be able to get that bulb to produce more. Some of them do produce, they can produce 6, maybe 7 of these baby bulbs on the side of them. So when you're starting to see some growth, which is what you have, that's about the time to be doing it. I wouldn't go any further. I know originally I had said wait a little bit. Don't wait. You want to divide sooner rather than later. But like I said, get in the pot, open it up, see what it looks like in there. Brush some of the soil off the side. You're going to see a lot of roots there. And see if you can see a distinction of the bulb itself, of the new baby, the new bulb, and take it from there and see if it has roots. If it has roots, really try to get it out there. But you can divide it multiple times like that.
Do I just give it water then?
Put it back into a plant. Put it back into a pot with soil. Again, and, plant it the same way all amaryllises are, the tops are above the soil mostly, and keep it watered. At this point, when it is, when it's starting to show blossom, leaves, that's when you can fertilize the plant.
Okay.
When it starts to show flower, you don't really want to fertilize because it's done everything you can. You're kind of just wasting the fertilizer.
Right.
You could use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose.
Okay.
You could use a some sort of starter, like a Biotone starter fertilizer. You could also use Protolizer from Natural Alternative to get them kind of... The Protolizer is going to work with the roots. It's not a fertilizer. It's going to work with the roots and help develop them a little bit more. And any of the fertilizers you put in are going to help work together for that. So that might be something to do. But there, you know, there's some options out there for you to really to get going with it.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Mary, thank you so much for the phone call, and keep us posted on how everything goes.
I sure will.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out. We're coming up to a break here, but we'll be back in a couple minutes to answer all gardening questions. Like I said, we went from deer repellents to amaryllis, so we can do a few different things here. So give us a call, and I'll be here to help you out.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Like I've been talking about here and there during the show, found a few articles this week that my father had written that he saved in a folder, said articles. So it was a good spot to look for information. But it was January is the perfect time to get the garden soil ready for the spring garden. Now, usually at this time of year, the soil is dormant, and vegetables in the flower garden is empty, making it the perfect time to prepare for next year. If the garden's frozen, or the lawn's frozen, which right now it isn't, but think about it when it starts to get frozen a little bit, when we get some colder temperatures, this would be a good time to actually get a truckload of compost or animal manure delivered, because the truck can actually back onto the lawn when it's frozen and not make those deep ruts when it's really wet. And usually in the spring it's really wet. Obviously, we've had a lot of rain this season. A lot of ground is wet. I know at my house, my backyard's still a swamp almost. You walk out there and you kind of sink in a little bit. So this wouldn't be the great time, but when the ground is frozen, is a good time to actually put some of this and back it in over the lawn into a garden. Some garden centers will do it, some won't. It all, like I said, it depends on the weather, because if the ground's frozen, it's easier for them to get in. If it's spring, they might get stuck, that type of thing. You don't want that. But you could be putting that into the garden right now. About 2 to 3 inches of compost, or you're looking for a year old or some sort of seasoned animal manure. I like to use cow manure because of the way that a cow has multiple stomachs, so it's chewed and then digested multiple times, so there's not as many weed seeds in it. Whereas horse manure, they have one stomach. It's only been digested once, so some of those weed seeds could be in there. So that's why I like to stick that way. But you can put that in the garden. You can put about 2 to 3 inches of this on top of it and just let it sit. You want to sit on top of it. Again, the same thing with the compost. It acts like a sponge to hold fertilizer in your soil. And the fertilizers that you add during the season, it'll also work there. It also will help create a great environment for the soil. It's going to help build colonies of microbes, bacteria, and fungi that will benefit your plants during the growing season. Now, you know, what it's going to do is it's going to help attract earthworms. You want earthworms in your soil. By doing this, it's going to, by putting this compost, etc., in there, it's going to help encourage earthworm activity. When you see an earthworm in the soil, you know that area is very fertile, very good to use. That's one of the eye tests that you can do in a garden. When you dig up an area and you find earthworms, okay, this has some good nutrients in it, let's work with it. You could also put down some other products on top of it to keep natural, like a salt marsh hay you can put over the top there to keep, preventing some of the weeds. You could use some straw, but some straws have weed seeds. You could use leaves and pine needles on top of it. Those will break down and become organic matter as well. You could use some of the grass clippings that you've done. You can put that on as like a mulch, or it'll help as a soil conditioner. It's a few of those things. And then the seaweed. With storms during the winter, that's what'll bring seaweed to the surface and to the beach. This might be a good time to clean up and get some of the seaweed this time of year when it's, there's been storms, it's washed up along shore, and you start collecting it, getting it ready for spring. You could really help make that soil stronger. You want that soil to be really deep. And when I say that, I don't mean just, it is deep because it's in the ground, but deep with that rich organic matter. And the more you do, the better. So it's definitely something to look at. We're about to go to the break. On the other side of the break, we're going to have Victoria from Natural Alternative talking a little bit about some of their ice melt and protolyzer. So after that, give us a call at 855-660-4261.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.